Hello, and welcome to the ReLove podcast. I'm Dr. Ezzie Spencer, best-selling author and coach, and I believe that love is the language of the universe. I believe we're here to dissolve blocks to love. And this podcast is for those of us who wish to open our hearts to love even more. Hello, and welcome to the Golden Quadrant. This is such a cool concept in ReLove. It is, in fact, the intention of the beautiful ReLove group, which is taking off at the moment. It's all about living in the Golden Quadrant. And why do you want to live in the Golden Quadrant? It's because this is when you're in your prime magnetic powers. So it's a beautiful sweet spot where you are in full trust and full flow, and you're open and you care. So this makes you incredibly magnetic to attracting into your life people, I mean, in all walks of life, right? You know, in ReLove, we're talking primarily through the lens of love and dating and relationships. But actually, ReLove is about our primary relationship with ourselves. You know, that's the heart of it. And so, of course, then you're going to see positive effects 360 in your life, right? In all of your relationships, whether they be your relationships with your friends, with your family, with your professional relationships, your clients, your peers, colleagues, employees, whatever your professional setup looks like. If you are diving into the ReLove material, which you're doing through this podcast, and it's such a joy to have you here, or if you're going deeper, you know, through working together, then what ReLove will do is have that positive knock-on effect or positive ripple effect throughout all aspects of your life, because it's supporting you to fall madly in love with yourself and to build up that beautiful self-confidence and courage and self-worth, which is going to support you to show up as your true, authentic self in all of your relationships, in all parts of your life. And that's only going to elevate your life, right? So the Golden Quadrant is going to be the topic of this episode. Of course, I'm going to dive in more detail about what it actually is. So I've mentioned it's the sweet spot, but I'm talking about a quadrant. So sometimes I find it can be easier to understand concepts by what they aren't as much as what they are. So I'll talk about the other three quadrants in this episode so you can have a better sense of what the Golden Quadrant is all about. And why you might want to live there, how it might elevate your life and make all of your relationships better, and really dial up your high vibe love field. So dial up your attraction powers. And again, we really want you to be in your beautiful magnetic flow, not through trickery or manipulation, but by simply being your unique self and showing up in your own essence, being seen and loved and valued for who you are. That's the essence of the Golden Quadrant. And then I'll also dive into a little bit of the how-to, how to get into the Golden Quadrant, and importantly, how to stay in the Golden Quadrant once you find yourself there. So, first point, what is the Golden Quadrant? What I invite you to do right away is to take out a notebook if you have one handy with a pen. And if you don't have one handy, that's okay. You can just do this in your head. It's pretty simple, but it can be kind of cool to look at it visually, I find. Anyway, I'm a bit of a visual person myself. So grab a notebook and a pen if it's easy for you and draw a vertical line down and a horizontal line across so that you have a really basic cross, and there you've got four windows or you've got four quadrants. And so what I invite you to do is to write at the top of the vertical line trust, and at that bottom of the vertical line you can write control. And then I invite you to write at the right hand side of the horizontal line open, and at the left-hand side of the horizontal line closed. Have your four quadrants. Now, the Golden Quadrant is the quadrant in the top right-hand corner, right? So that's the quadrant where you have both trust, you've got abundance, you've got flow, and then you've also got openness. So you have also care. And when I say care, it's that you're actually caring when you're in that Golden Quadrant as well. That's part of the openness aspect. Okay, so this is where you're going to be incredibly magnetic. Why? Because you are going to be your full
real self, and you will be seen as yourself, and you will be felt as yourself. So when you're in that place of openness and you also care, and other people can really feel like you do care, then you are someone who is incredibly invitational with your presence and with your energy. People do want to come towards you. You know, people want to engage with you. People are going to have a really positive experience through that connection with you. They're going to have positive feelings, right? Because in you being fully you and other people being able to feel you being fully you, they also have permission to be themselves, right? And so there's an incredible magnetic quality that comes along with that. And there's nothing that's manipulation around, it's not manipulative. It's not manipulative game playing or anything like that. It's simply you being you in a state of full trust and full flow. And so you might have access this golden quadrant in some parts of your life. So for example, you may have elements of your professional life where you're in the golden quadrant and it is effortless for you to be in the golden quadrant, but it's only effortless for you to be in the golden quadrant because you have really mastered some of the unknown laws. So I'm a big believer in the St. Augustine quote. If you've read my book, you know this, but the quote that really guides the way that I look at magic, and particularly in moon magic in my book. But, the quote is that there's actually no such thing as magic. There are only unknown laws. And so when you're living in the golden quadrant, that means that you've mastered the unknown laws, right? And so it looks like magic. It does seem effortless. And indeed, it is effortless in the moment. There's a natural element to it in the moment. But that's only come because you've done the deep work. And so again, there might be an area of your life, like professionally, or maybe with friends, or, a particular relationships where you do feel like you are in the golden quadrant. And so, invitation is to remember that feeling, identify those relationships, those moments, those situations, those areas of life, and know that you can also create that golden quadrant feeling in other areas of your life. So if you struggle in your romantic relationships, if you tend to have relationships that are a little bit fleeting, or you attract only unavailable people, or, the people that you really like don't seem to be into you, it can be a symptom of you not living in the golden quadrant, but it's absolutely possible for you to learn how to be in the golden quadrant, right? So it's not like you're born in the golden quadrant or bust, it's like this is something that you can work on. It's something that you can develop. And that's particularly the case if you have got some experience being in the golden quadrant in another area of your life. So just know that it's totally possible for you. If this isn't your current experience in your love life, it does not mean that you are doomed. Okay, so then let's go down into the bottom right-hand corner just to get a sense of what the golden quadrant is not and what it might look like as well. So down here in the bottom right-hand corner, what you have is a combination of openness and caring, but you have that together with control or expectations. So that's the opposite of trust, right? And so this bottom right-hand corner, I call the quadrant of misunderstood and hurt. And it's such a challenging quadrant to hang out in. Because if you're in this quadrant, you have like such a big heart and you really care and you might be really, really open, try so hard. And yet you don't understand why it is that people aren't receiving you, or why there might be some communication snafus, or why you might be tripping up in relationships, or why you might not be getting the outcomes in relationship that you really desire. And so the blind spot here is often expectations and control. And this can happen at such a subtle level, and it's again a blind spot. So it can also be operating in the unconscious. It's often something which is also inherited. And so, by the way, if you're hanging out in this quadrant, like it's not your fault. It's never your fault. This is oftentimes a very smart survival strategy which you've developed, or indeed generations, usually of women, but, you know, can be, you know, generations of any gender in your family have developed in order to navigate challenges that they have either in their relationships or in the society writ large, right? And so, again, there's no, you know, the invitation here, like there's nothing that you've done wrong. Like the invitation here is if you find yourself in this quadrant is to treat yourself with a tremendous amount of self-compassion and self-forgiveness. But unfortunately, you know, if you're in this quadrant, and you are finding that you are pushing people away or people aren't responding in the way that you would like them to respond, that you will, you know, you will end up getting a little bit hurt because people don't really like being controlled, even if they're not able to fully articulate what it is that's going on. You know, people may, if they really care for you, are invested in you, and there are other elements of the friendship, other people or relationship or whatever it is, like other people may endure some elements of this. You know, they may make adaptations around it to, you know, to continue to keep the relationship on foot. But over time, it will lead to bitterness and resentment, and it will lead to some funkiness in relational dynamics over time. So you don't want to be hanging out in this quadrant as far as possible, because ultimately, like, not everyone is going to experience this as a win-win. And again, I'm going to give some tips later in this episode around how to get out of this quadrant if you find yourself here. Another one which I find is a little bit difficult in terms of this quadrant is that a lot of it can come through assumptions, and a lot of this, you know, the pain and the confusion and the misunderstanding of being in this quadrant can come through a bit of a, and this is oftentimes the expression of expectations too, but it can oftentimes come through, I guess, an unarticulated set of needs, or a sense that something like is really should be really obvious to the other person, and the real blind spot here can often be that you haven't really fully communicated what it is that you are expecting the other person will do or say or show up for you with, right? So that's what I mean by expectations and the blind spots. And you might be surrounded by other people who share your unarticulated assumptions or expectations as well. So one of the things I find a lot of the time with my clients when they're dating men, or, you know, they're coming into the dating world, which at the moment in particular is a difficult place to be, right? Because it is very digital, which is very two-dimensional. And a lot of people are under a lot of pressure at the moment and don't have the same kind of emotional and psychological bandwidth or runway that they might normally have, which will then inform how much they're able to sort of show up for you, you know, how much of a, you know, period of time and margin of error that can be allowed in these, you know, earlier stages of connecting and dating and relating, which can end up, you know, feeling really, really hurtful when the other person, you know, hasn't shown up or replied or connected in a way where you expected that they would, right? Because you had a certain set of assumptions. And again, you know, what I often find with my clients is that they're surrounded by other people who have very similar assumptions as well about how people should be, how people should behave, how they should act, you know, what they might be thinking. And trying to support, you know, the misunderstanding and the hurt that can often come from that quadrant, you know, there can be a little bit of misplaced cheerleading, which just then does then entrench, unfortunately, deeper expectation and deeper hurt. And so it can be a little bit of a trap, in even a very well-intentioned trap, I do find in this particular quadrant, particularly if you are dating in the current moment. And by no means am I suggesting that you're not surrounded by supportive people or they don't have your best intentions at heart, you know, but if they're also running some of these patterns as well, they may be dragging you into some older patterns and habits in a way that's preventing that beautiful trust and flow that can happen when you're in the golden quadrant, which is where you are fully yourself and in full trust with yourself and your own ability to listen to your own instincts, your own ability to discern on what is right for you in any given moment, and your own ability to communicate in a way that's going to be very effective and great, graceful, and draw people closer, you know, at the same time as being really real and open and vulnerable, because all of that comes in the golden quadrant as well, right? There is no pretense. The golden quadrant is a state of real authenticity. So you are communicating, you know, clearly in the golden quadrant, including when you've been hurt, by the way, because you might end up being hurt if you're in the golden quadrant, but you have the energy to be able to metabolize that very quickly, and you have the skills to be able to communicate that in a way which will draw other people closer if they're willing and able to come with you on that journey. All right, so we've done the two quadrants on the right-hand side. So these are the two quadrants where you are open and where you are caring. Let's move over to the other side. So the quadrant on the bottom left-hand corner is quite a sad quadrant, actually. You know, this could be the quadrant of overprotection and despair. So this is the one where you have expectations and control in the bottom left-hand corner, but then you are quite closed and you don't care. Now, the problem with this quadrant, or the problem that actually I should say, with the quadrant in the bottom right-hand corner, so that quadrant of being misunderstood and hurt, is that if you hang out too long in that quadrant, eventually people often then retreat into this other third quadrant, right? So people go from being misunderstood eventually to being in the quadrant of misunderstood and despairing. And this is a really sad place, right? Because this is where you find people that don't believe that love is possible for them because they have been so hurt. It has been easier for them to shut down as a protective mechanism, right? Because they've been not only hurt, but they've got the blind spots around what it is that they're doing in terms of the control and the projection and the assumptions and the fantasy around how they've participated in the dynamic. And so in terms of, you know, their ability to handle it, you know, they've actually shut down, or, you know, flicked into their heads a lot of the time with rationalizations and justifications and so forth. But, you know, the further extension of that, where they swing to the other end of the pendulum, is where they've actually disengaged, disconnected, and stopped caring, right? And so this is really a very painful place to be. It's where people are, you know, can be quite antagonistic, you know, or they can be really shut down because there's a lot of bitterness and pain and unprocessed hurt, which is hanging out in this particular quadrant. And the very sad thing that can often happen in this quadrant is that people are just resigned to being alone. Like, it's just not possible for me, right? Like, there's no point. And it's not where you need to hang out, and you can absolutely change it. You know, you can come into the golden quadrant even if you're hanging out in this particular quadrant. And again, one of the antidotes to this is treating yourself with a tremendous amount of self-compassion and self-love and kindness and gentleness. It's not your fault. You know, if you found yourself in this particular quadrant, it's not your fault. And love is actually possible for you, and you will get a better result, but there may need to be a little bit of work around the roots in order to get you feeling like it's going to be something, you know, which you even want to welcome into your life again, right? Like, if your experience of love has been in that bottom right-hand quadrant, the quadrant of misunderstanding and hurt, you know, then on some unconscious level, you're equating love with pain. And so that's part of that self-protection mechanism that comes from being in this bottom left-hand quadrant, the quadrant of overprotection and despair. And you can absolutely open up and learn how to metabolize that hurt and to come back into a beautiful flowing place of trust and energy and magnetism and abundance. Now, in the top left-hand quadrant, we have the quadrant of sort of superficial relating, I suppose we can call this one. And so in this top left-hand quadrant, we have the combination of trust and flow. And so on the surface, it actually can appear like it is the golden quadrant, But on the surface is key, right? There's actually no depth to these relationships. There can be sort of a footloose and fancy free element. So there can be a quick kind of attraction. These might be the type of people who can very easily attract people into their lives. You know, they may have a lot of partners. They may have, you know, very short-lived or fleeting relationships, but that's always at their choice. So they're always the ones who are exiting the relationships because they don't really care. They are quite closed. And again, this is actually a protection mechanism. They're not getting super invested in the relationships. They're not allowing themselves to really care or to really forge the depth that is part of what intimate relating and connection is all about. You know, they're not coming into that place of deeper commitment or even, you know, an exclusive relational container because there is a closed aspect to them, right? And again, if you find yourself in this quadrant, like invitation is, of course, you know, firstly, be honest and have the self-awareness and then like self-compassion and self-forgiveness. You know, it's absolutely not your fault. And all of these quadrants are very smart survival, or the manifestation, I should say, of smart survival mechanisms, which were developed at a certain time in your life for a reason, right? You created these ways of dealing with whatever pressures and stresses and challenges that you had in what was, you know, earlier relationships in your adult life, but then also what was going on inside of your childhood home. And because I work with really brilliant magical women, a lot of the time, you know, they're coming in with this imprinting that even predates them before this lifetime, right? And so it is again, you know, really this invitation to bring so much loving kindness to yourself around all of this and know that's the essential first step in shifting out of any of those three other quadrants. It's absolutely not your fault. You're not to blame. And you have the power to be able to shift into the golden quadrant now, should you so choose. Quadrant, you're creating whatever it is that you desire. You're co-creating, you're participating as an equal in any relationship dynamic that is underway for you. And you're doing that from the place of choice, but you're doing it with that combination in that sweet spot of trust and flow together with openness and care. So for instance, if you're choosing to have multiple partners in a romantic setting and that's your choice and it's done with full authenticity and, you know, goes without saying also integrity and communication with all everyone involved and full consent, etc. Like everyone's an adult and doing this as an equal, you know, great, right? You don't need to be in just a monogamous relationship if you don't wish to, but also, so, you know, if you are a very feminine woman and you do want to attract someone who's more of a masculine man and you want to have more of a long-term committed relationship and that's your choice, then that's something to really own and claim and celebrate as well. And you can absolutely, in the golden quadrant, attract into your life people who are going to be, you know, really viable contenders or suitors for that and then co-create something so beautiful, special, and absolutely aligned with you and your heart desires with that other person. And I'm going to be back here soon in a part two for this episode to support with more of that. Till then, take care. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Head on over now to essiespencer.com to do my free quiz to find out where exactly you're blocked on the relove wheel, and I will email you a free love potion so you can dissolve that block. You can also find me on Instagram. I'm Essie Spencer, and you'll often find me riffing on my Insta stories about all things love. So please do come and say hi because I love to connect with you. If you are interested in working together, make sure you keep an eye on the emails for the next enrollment of the Relove program, which is a really juicy, delicious group experience where we go into the magical cauldron together, building a beautiful foundation of self-worth and welcoming in real love. You can also drop me a note on the contact form over at essiespencer.com if you're interested in private work as well. Thank you so much for being here. I wish you all the love.